Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Kickstart Mornings podcast, where we kickstart your way to having a healthier mental state and a positive well-being. And today, I hope you're having an awesome day. And if not, don't worry. We're going to kickstart your way in the area of anxiety today. Anxiety is a massive topic. I don't think anyone can really escape it. I think everyone has really experienced it on some sort of level. I know I have, and it really cripples you. And so what I want to do is look to kind of expose what anxiety is when we talk about your mind, your brain, mind management, mental health, and what's really causing it. Because often we can look at anxiety and be like, oh, that we accept anxiety for what it is. And we can then decide, oh, this is just the way life is for me. Like, I'm just going to have to struggle with this for the rest of my life. And I really hope that this session kind of gives you a bit more understanding of why you don't have to wrestle with anxiety for the rest of your life, that you are actually able to grow, change, adapt, and you're actually able to restructure your brain in that area as well, so that those chemicals that are often released, which cause, you know, your heart to beat faster, the your gut feelings to go out of sync, we can amend that when we restructure our brain. Okay, so we're gonna get into it. I'm excited. Let's go. If you got your notebook, take some notes. If you're driving, listen really good. Don't take notes, because I don't want to cause a crash. But here we go. So when we talk about anxiety, anxiety is because it's so common today, we often give, like, you know, quick common answers to anxiety. When things often become common, we don't give it the attention that it actually needs. And we develop quick answers like, you know, take a pill, go on holiday, take a break, practice mindfulness, or eat healthier, exercise. And we got to understand that these are all great things. Yes, we should do all those things, but they don't actually remove it from our lives. They help us manage it. And what I'm about is I'm about removing it, so that those you know, extra things that we can do really increase our value of life, instead of trying to manage a disorder that we have. Okay, so we look at anxiety. Anxiety is not the main issue. We got to understand that anxiety is the outcome of a deeper issue. Anxiety is the outcome of a deeper issue. And we need to actually deep dive into what is causing anxiety. You see, when you begin to feel that tenseness, that your heart beat faster, the maybe a pain goes down your back, or maybe you feel sick in your stomach, that is not that is a warning sign. When you feel those things, feelings are actually warning signs. So when you feel those things, your body is telling you, hey, FYI, I'm not here just out of no reason. I'm here because there's something that needs to be dealt with. And if you don't deal with it, then I'm going to grow and get a lot worse. And often what happens is when it grows and gets a lot worse, it goes into anxiety disorders. And then we often go to the doctor. The doctor says, well, you need to get anxiety meds, get on these pills, and then so that you can manage the disorder. But we don't actually need to manage it. We can actually uproot the root issue. And if we get rid of, like, going, like, if you're like gardening and you remove the weeds, you know, if you have weeds in your garden, you don't just take the top off, because the weed's going to grow back. But if you remove it from the root, well, then the weed won't grow back. It's the exact same with anxiety. Anxiety can really grow into something it doesn't need to be if we don't remove the root cause. And that's what we want to do. Remove the root cause, because anxiety is the warning sign. Anxiety is the warning sign, and we need to deal with the root issue. Plastering the top does not work. That's what we often do. We add those things in, like eating healthy, which is good, you know, mind management, like, or mindfulness, you know, like taking a break, removing yourself from stressful environments. These are all good. But if we don't deal with the issue, that is just plastering the top of the weed, which is anxiety. Okay, so the quick thing is, I'm gonna deep dive into the one of the biggest root causes of anxiety in our next podcast, because it is a beast of an issue. And I don't think we'll get enough time to do it in this session. So I'm just going to let you know what one of the biggest root causes for anxiety is, because there can be a lot of things that can cause anxiety. You know, like when we lack clarity in life, lack vision and purpose, it can really bring anxiety. When we ignore certain needs, it can often bring anxiety. When we suppress emotions, when we have conflict, that can bring anxiety. But one of the biggest, the biggest root issue for anxiety is toxic fear. Now, fear is a big topic, and we're going to get into that next time. But I'm not just talking about being scared, because sometimes being scared can save you. You know, like, yes, it's good to be fearful when there is a snake right in front of you that's poisonous. Yeah, you do not want to go and touch that snake, because, you know, and so that healthy fear is going to be like, you know, you need to get out there. Don't put your hand in the fire, because you're going to get hot. So that's a healthy fear. But there is toxic fear, and that's a whole another ball game. Okay, and this is kind of, I'm going to give you a quick scenario. I'm from South Africa, and in South Africa, there is a lot of, there's a lot of hijacking of cars at traffic lights, okay? If you drive in South Africa, you try not to stop at a traffic light. And if you do, you're looking over your shoulder all the time, because often people get hijacked at traffic lights. Now, if you got hijacked once at a traffic light, and you don't deal with the issue of all the emotions that came with it, we can often build a really toxic thought in our brain, a toxic memory or a stronghold around our physical safety. And we can begin to fear our physical safety every time we hop in a car. Okay, because next time we come to a traffic light, and then the memory gets triggered, and all of a sudden my heart is racing, the heart rate's increasing, I'm looking over my shoulder left and right, and I'm not able to actually sit in peace because I'm you know, like reminded of the fear of my safety. Okay, and so what happens in our brain is this: we have a toxic thought or memory that we've built over time that is housed in fear. Okay, and fear releases chemicals. Okay, so when you have that, and when we come into a situation, it can trigger that memory, and that memory is reactivated. Okay, and when this happens, the emotion that is attached to that memory is also reactivated, and this time the emotion is fear, and when it's reactivated, the fear and anxiety based emotions, that's what's now released. And it basically carries an imprint. So those emotions carry an imprint, a fear-based memory. And that imprint, emotions are like chemicals, they flow through your body. And they bind to receptors into your cells in your body, which brings along the physical feelings of toxic emotions like anxiety. You know, and the toxic chemicals is released from the thoughts. I'm just rambling, but like that, it's so intertwined within your brain. You have a thought, it's reactivated, and when it's reactivated, the fear, the emotion is reactivated as well, and it sends out signals all through your body, which attaches to your receptors, and so your whole body reacts from an internal memory. Okay, so fear is so massive, especially when it comes to anxiety. It is an intense thing. And often we don't really know what to do with it. We just try and suppress it. But there are ways to deal with fear. And in my next podcast, I'm gonna deep dive into that. I'm gonna look at what is the opposing force of fear, and basically how do we uproot fear from our lives? The toxic fear from our lives. Because if we can remove that toxic fear from our lives, then when situations happen and we can feel a bit anxious, we don't allow it to grow into anxiety disorders. We don't allow it to control how we're able to perform in life, because we have actually dealt with the root cause, which is toxic fear, one of the biggest root causes of anxiety. Really hope that helped. The key things to remember is this: anxiety is not the main issue, but is the head of that weed when you're gardening, okay? Anxiety is the alert sign that you need to deal with something in your life. For me, I had anxiety and I really had to deal with a few things. But once I dealt with the root causes for me, then anxiety began to disappear. I no longer woke up every morning with fear in my heart. I no longer woke up every morning with a sore stomach, dreading what would happen in the day, because I dealt with the root cause. If you are sitting here right now and you're like, you know exactly like the event that may have caused that root cause, that really brought that fear in, I encourage you to download the Carolina Leaf Switch app and go through a thought detox on that one memory, and she'll coach you to restructure that whole memory. And when you restructure that memory, it really deals with the fear-based emotions that is attached with that toxic memory, and you begin to restructure it to produce different chemicals in your body. Trust me, it has helped me in so many ways. It's helped me to get through depression, to get through chronic anxiety, and I know it's going to help you in so many ways as well. Hey, have an awesome day, and you know, smash anxiety in the face today, people. You have got it. Let's go.